Okay, you ready now? Here we go. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree, for Jesus wanted to see. I want to preach. Stop. Yeah, give him a round of applause. The story that Jeff just read to you is dear to us when we are kids. It is dear to our hearts as little children, isn't it? When we ourselves are nothing more than wee little people. How we love the wee little man of the Bible, don't we? And if you happen to be a little boy, how cool is climbing up into a sycamore tree? But you know what? It is unfortunate for us adults that we relegate the story of Zacchaeus to kids, because there is so much adult stuff in this ancient story. Let me show you. You ready? First, the story tells us that Zacchaeus was a dishonest man. See, he was a tax collector. Literally, he was a Jew who worked collecting taxes from other Jews for the Romans, who at that time were the occupiers of Judea. To other Jews, he would have been unpatriotic and a turncoat. He had chosen to work for the wrong side against his own people. Now, how would you feel if you knew somebody who was openly working against the interest of the American government in favor of Iran? You'd like that dude, right? People hated Zacchaeus because he worked for the Romans. And to make matters worse, he was the chief tax collector. It says so in the Bible. He did his job working for the Romans real good. So good that he had risen all the way to the top of the pile of turncoats. There weren't no turncoats better than Zacchaeus. He was the best of the lot, the boss of them all. He was the chief tax collector. And if that was not enough, Zacchaeus cheated people when they paid their taxes. Back then, some of us think it's still the way of things, that the government's always cheating us when we pay our taxes. But back then, that was the way of things. It was the way that the tax collectors made their money. They made money to support themselves by overcharging people and pocketing the difference in their taxes, and the authorities did not care. You either paid the unfair overreach in your taxes, or you got to go to jail. Roman jail. No televisions, no telephones, no good food. Roman jails. You didn't have anyone to appeal to. The word of the tax collector was final. Every good citizen in Jericho hated Zacchaeus because Zacchaeus made his living by cheating people. He was a dishonest man. And then Zacchaeus was a resented man. See, he was not just wealthy. The Bible says he was very wealthy. And how had he gotten rich? By cheating others. It was the way the system worked. And there in front of them all, as if to remind them of how dishonest he was Zacchaeus' mansion. And every time they saw him, He was wearing a $5,000 hand-tailored suit. He had rings on his fingers and bells on his toes. He dripped rich. And everybody resented his wealth because he had got it out of their pockets by cheating them. They hated Zacchaeus because he was very rich at their expense. He was a resented man. And then Zacchaeus was funny looking. The Bible says he was a wee little guy. I'd like to make remarks about short people who get a little power here and how they sometimes abuse that. He was a wee little guy. He may even been bent over, maybe had a Jewish hook nose. He was funny looking. And people laughed at him behind his back because he was funny looking. He was a cheat. He was resented, and Zacchaeus was funny looking. Now, here's what this means. Zacchaeus was the town's outcast. He had no friends. He was scorned in the synagogue. No good Jew would invite him to his house, nor would any good Jew enter Zacchaeus' house. He was the one nobody wanted around. They treated him with contempt, and they felt justified in so doing. You could even argue, if you wanted, that everything he endured from his fellow Jews was his own fault. He chose to be a tax collector. He decided to cheat people to make himself rich. I guess about the only thing you couldn't blame Zacchaeus for was being funny looking. He probably had nothing to do with that. You could conclude, rightly so, that he deserved everything he got. See, he was not the cute little guy about whom we used to sing in Sunday school. He was dishonest, he was resented, and he was funny looking. And on the day in question, the day about which Jeff read to you, the good people of Jericho were just getting even with Zacchaeus. See, Jesus had come to town. And as he entered town, people had gathered along the streets to see Jesus. Zacchaeus, like all the others, wanted to catch a glimpse of the famous rabbi from Galilee. But the crowd was deliberately shutting him out. He was so short that they could stand in front of him with their backs turned on him and make a wall of flesh, preventing him from accomplishing his goal, seeing Jesus. They could keep him from getting what he wanted this once. They were giving him back what they believed he deserved. They stood in his way deliberately so that he could not see Jesus. They would not let him see Jesus. They turned their backs to him so that he could not see Jesus. Now, you'll forgive me. Maybe you won't. Doesn't matter anyway. I'm going to do it. I hate to be pushy. But is there someone you keep from seeing Jesus? Is there? I mean, you don't like them. Maybe they've done you some huge wrong, like Zacchaeus did to the people of Jericho. They may be everything Zacchaeus was to you, and it may be all the result of their own doing. So that you feel justified turning your back to them, you're just giving them what they deserve. Oh my, you got quiet. But in so doing, in treating like them like that, you fail to be Jesus to them. And in that failure, you keep them from seeing the Savior revealed in you. See, like it or not, that's what this sweet little Bible story is all about. It is the story of a wee little man who climbed up in a tree. Yes, but that's not all there is to it. It is the story of a man who made wrong choices throughout his life, and of a bunch of good people who felt justified in keeping him from seeing Jesus. Oh, be careful, you good person, you. Not to keep a seeker from finding the master because you're standing in way. But old Zacchaeus was determined to see Jesus. So to fight everyone's effort to block his view, Zacchaeus climbed the sycamore tree. For Jesus, he wanted to see. He was determined. And that determination was rewarded. For when Jesus saw the funny-looking man hanging from the branches of the tree, he called him down, saying to Zacchaeus in front of all of them that he was going to Zacchaeus' house that day. And what a reaction Jesus' pronouncement had that day on the good people, first off. The good people decided, on the basis of what Jesus said to Zacchaeus, the good people decided that Jesus could not be such a good person himself. For after all, he was gone to eat at the house of a sinner, something they would never do. Their opinions about Zacchaeus did not change one little bit. They did not find anything noble in his determination to see Jesus. In their minds, Zacchaeus was as he had always been. But they judged Jesus differently. Because Jesus decided to associate with a man they did not like. But Zacchaeus was changed. He saw Jesus. And because of what Jesus said to him, he resolved to restore what he had stolen. He said that he would give half of his wealth to the poor, and he would return what he had taken illegally to those from whom he had taken it four times over. A little time with Jesus made Zacchaeus new. Oh, my folks. Do not let anyone stand in your way or keep you from coming to Jesus Christ, no matter how good you may think they are. Jesus stands with arms wide open today to welcome you. And his welcome is full of blessing. Do not let any good person turn you away. So you see, there's all kinds of stuff in this story, isn't there?
More than just a wee little man clinging to the branches of a sycamore tree, this story is about us and about how we treat people and how we let Jesus love them through us, be revealed in us. So lesson number one, do not stand in the way. Do not keep anyone from coming to Jesus. Instead, let others see Jesus in you. Let Jesus love them through you, particularly the ones you don't like, because by loving them, letting Jesus love them through you, you change and you grow. Let Jesus be revealed in you. And certainly, whatever else may happen, do not feel justified, good people, in disliking someone simply because they don't please you. Listen to me. Christ died for them too. Let Jesus love those funny-looking, dishonest, resented, annoying people through you. And lesson number two, even if you are dishonest, even if people resent you, even if you're funny looking, do not let anyone or anything stand in your way. Today, come to Jesus. If you have to climb in a sycamore tree, get over some huge mountain, move an immense obstacle, do it and come to Jesus. For Jesus will bring blessing to you.